First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. This piece was first recorded in 2009, 12 years ago, by Lizzie Barbet. But unfortunately, it is still relevant today.
I received an email from Governor Schwarzenegger in late February pleading for me to cut my household water usage by at least 20% due to a state of emergency. Immediately, I went to work making signs asking my housemates to reduce their consumption as well. Yet while I have struggled to cut my usage, it is apparent that other Californians have not made an attempt at all. Actions to secure water supplies have been drastic. A few members of Congress have even attempted to undermine the Endangered Species Act to provide pumping in their area, but little has changed in the past few months. In a desperate measure, the Interior Department granted California $260 million to improve its situation. These funds will go to opening up potential water sources as well as protecting threatened aquatic species. Throwing money at this issue, although a temporary solution, does not address California's seeming inability to cut household water usage. If we want to make it out of the shortage alive and with produce to spare, legislation must become a matter of making across-the-board reductions in consumption. Farmers and their families are suffering, and land is going fallow as a result of uneven water distribution and 3 years of drought. Yet our attempts at conservation have been based mostly in opening up more supply. If we continue to ignore the greater issue of cutting household usage, there will be no amount of money that can save us when our aquifers and streams run dry. I'm Lizzie Barbet.
Lizzie Barbet was an environmental studies major at UCSC at the time of this recording. This piece was originally produced by Mead Fisher. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.